Our first query comes from Jack. Jack asks, any tips for time blocking for those of us in ADHD land? Well, Jack, I hear a lot from people with ADHD, and they talk about the various habits I talk about, which ones work well, which ones don't, which ones need to be adjusted. And the thing I hear most consistently about time blocking is that it's a double-edged sword. So time blocking for those in ADHD land is actually really, really useful in the sense that having clarity about I'm doing this, that I'm doing that, and that I'm doing this, and being committed to that habit can be a really good target aimer for your attention and make it less likely that you fall into a rabbit hole as compared to, let's say, a list reactive approach, where after each task, you say, let me just look at my inboxes and calendars and think about what I want to do next. If you're in that mode and you're combining that with ADHD, it's very difficult to make, let's say, difficult, persistent progress on things that need to get done because there's so many shining objects pulling at you. The double-edged sword of time blocking in this context is you can't overblock it. You can't overdo it. If you try to build one of these heroic time block schedules that's 10 hours long with 15 different precision blocks, it's really asking a lot from anybody to stay so on task and so focused and deny the lack, the cognitive energy draining, the distractions pulling us. That's hard for anybody, but if you have ADHD, that becomes almost impossible. So you need to rely on blocks while at the same time not blocking too much. Bigger blocks, break blocks, and not trying to squeeze too much precision work into any one day. So that's why it seems to be a double-edged sword. You're kind of screwed if you don't do anything like that, but you're also setting yourself up for failure if you go overboard with the method. So hope you find that useful.